If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Bradford.
I want to ask you one good drafting story and one good trade story. Because I know you have them somewhere, and I should have asked you this before, but they don't have to be your best. They just have to be one of each. So, okay.
I mean, I guess I'll focus on the Red Sox, at least the first one. Dustin Pedroia was an interesting draft story just because we didn't have a first round pick that year. Again, maybe the industry has changed, but here's this like undersized guy without big tools. And, you know, we obviously thought he was good and, you know, his statistics were great, the things that we were looking at. So, one of my, questions as we all saw him play a lot was, you know, I told David Chad, who was our scouting director, hey, I'd like to see him on the road away from hitting it at hitter friendly home ballpark against a really good arm. Like, I just want to see it. He's like, okay. Like, so, it's like, look, they're playing at Wichita State. He'll face Mike Pelfrey. Let's do that. Okay. So we go out there. Pelfrey was a sophomore and, you know, the following year was a top 10 pick and had a good career, but he's, you know, he's like 6'7" and throws in the upper 90s. And
yeah.
So Pedroia, you know, leads off and hits it off the scoreboard. Okay. That's impressive. And, you know, and then we get to the draft room and, we kind of thought he would get to our pick and felt like he was the guy. But then, you know, as it always happens, well, what if this guy gets there? Well, this guy's slipping. And, you know, I think we're just like, no, we're taking Pedroia. Like, let's not overcomplicate. We're taking him. So I'm glad we did. Trading stuff. I mean, I probably can't share because like some stuff that really would have changed like my life and career, like trades that would have been incredible and kind of died on the 1 yard line. I mean, even like press release written and then the other side pulls out. But I think the Nomar trade was probably the most significant. And I mean, Nomar is a franchise icon, a great player. That team were trying to beat the Yankees, the free agency of Pedro and Nomar and Derek Lowe and Jason Varitek and all that's going on. And to actually do it, you know, maybe we were young enough that we were bold enough to do it, but to actually trade him when you've lost, he's that much of a franchise icon, and you lost game seven of the ALCS the year before. And we did it because we felt like we just needed to like create a deeper roster with a little more defense and athleticism. And that sort of put us in position to get Orlando Cabrera and Doug Minkiewicz and Dave Roberts. But it wasn't an easy trade. And
no.
had to wear it. And if I remember right, even in the very first game, Orlando Cabrera made an error. So it's like, you know, we're kind of saying like, well, our defense is going to get better. And like, so, but I would be hard pressed to come up with a trade that was probably more courageous. And, you know, in spite of like the initial reaction, probably turned out to be the right decision.
The ball, one of the ballsiest trades of all time, honestly. I mean, it's like you're in it. You trade away an iconic player for two players who you just feel like they fit. I don't want to, you know, it's fine. You revisit it. One of the things, I don't know if you went back and watched the 04 Netflix thing, the documentary they did on the 04. I thought it was pretty good. And my takeaway, Josh, was holy mackerel. We talk about competitiveness, about like the I'm going to beat that team. The Red Sox are going to beat the Yankees. The Yankees are going to beat the Red Sox, because it's come up recently with this sort of, oh, well, look, Sonny Gray didn't want to play for the Yankees, or Cam Schlittler back and forth. And it's never a bad thing, right? We want – that's not enough of that. But I think that time – you lived through that time, which watching that Netflix thing, that's all I could think about. Like, wow, A-Rod and Schilling. And it wasn't just that two teams are good. Like, we are going to do everything to beat you. You know?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I don't really don't think the history of the rivalry, the intensity of it, and I can go on, and then coming back from 3-0 and then winning the next series, winning the World Series. I don't know if you can write a better script. So but yeah, like the rivalry and the genuine hatred both sides had for each other was 100%. I mean, like the A-Rod Veritek fight, that became a rallying cry with our group. You know, screensaver on the laptops in the clubhouse was Tech sticking his glove in A-Rod's face. And like even our guy who threw like left-handed batting practice. And back then the cages were shared in center field. And sometimes the two teams like intermingle like early BP before you get on the field. He's like, look, whoever we play, like our guys are apt to talk to the other players, you know, Tigers, Royals, whoever. Like when it's the Yankees, nobody says a word. Like they hate us and we hate them. Like you can feel it. And I think it was great to be a part of, and great theater, all of it.
Is that gone forever, you think?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app, and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet, and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I don't know. I mean,
there'll be dribs and drabs of it, right? Like, obviously, you have a bench clearing situation in a game seven of a World Series. There's animosity, but I don't think there's like, oh my goodness, the Toronto Blue Jays Dodgers rivalry. Like, I just don't know if there's going into the off season where we're gonna beat you. So I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I not like that. I mean, even the Padres Dodgers has been pretty intense in recent years. I mean, even Vlad Guerrero's like sort of smack talking about the Yankees. I mean, I think there's some of it, but to that level, I don't know if that's going to happen again.
Let me ask you about a trade that popped in my head, and you don't have to get into specifics, but I am fascinated about, obviously, Mookie change was sort of one of the things that has helped you got or helped the Dodgers do what they did. From your guys' perspective, you make the trade, but how does that work? When does that conversation start? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We might want to trade for Mookie Betts.
Well, it's a couple things. I mean, like I said, we got it under the tax line. So even like not as dramatic as Nomar, but, we'd lost the World Series in 17, 18, but we felt like, you know, as baseball operations and ownership, like, okay, we can now get it under the tax line, which will benefit us. So after losing two straight World Series, we make this trade with the Reds, Matt Kemp, Yasiel Puig, that trade. And basically it was a money saver. We got a couple prospects back we liked. So at the winter meetings, when everyone's go, 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 you know, Andrew's got to go to the podium and explain sort of a deal that's more like financial based than, you know, but there was a reason for it, because we also, trying to get the years right. We felt like in the next 24 months, you're going to have Bryce Harper, Manny Machado as free agents.
Yeah.
And Francisco Lindor and Mookie Betts, like, likely to be traded. So let's just get ourselves in position. So we're just in play. If that comes to pass. So Mookie was sort of as great as all those players are. Mookie was sort of clear first choice. He's going in the last year. He is available. Even, you know, the great player has been traded with a year to go, like Juan Soto most recently. It's not like usually an enormous haul to get 1 year of a player. So we had to sort of meet that price. And then it was all with, the unknown. Like, maybe he wants to stay and we're able to meet his price. Maybe not. We don't know. So, and then you get into spring 2020 and kind of build that relationship. And then the pandemic hits. So there's a lot of, look, we might have just traded a lot for 1 year of a guy. We don't know. Then you have a pandemic, but obviously we were able to extend him and then win the World Series in the pandemic year. And, and then part of Mookie's greatness, I think, to go to like the earlier point, I mean, all the way through this past year. I mean, if you told us at any time, but in 2020, like, okay, you're going to win a World Series in 2025 and Mookie's going to play short, I'd be like, you got to be kidding me. But
make the last out of the World Series.
But that's who he is. He felt like it was a challenge he wanted to take on. He worked incredibly hard last offseason to just reinstill the fundamentals of playing short. And he also felt like it probably made our team better, that just putting him there, we could do more with the other position. So special guy, but that was sort of how we lined up that trade. And I think it's just an unknown. Like, if he'd kind of gone to free agency and stay with the Red Sox, then been a free agent, then what would have happened? Obviously, what did happen is we traded for him with the unknown whether we could extend him. And we did, and it turned out well.
Why for you guys was he, you mentioned these other guys, why was he the sort of the top target? And, you know, obviously in hindsight, for all the reasons you said, good job, right? But what did you like particularly about him? Because like you said, you didn't know, hey, in five, whatever, 6 years, he's going to volunteer to play shortstop and be really good at. You don't know that.
Yeah, I think just as a player, like the extreme balance and skill at, like, you know, offensively, like good hitter, red power, and like at bat quality, hit any type of pitching. I mean, elite hitter, sort of any way you'd want to slice it. And then extreme defense and base running value and the right age. And then the person, I think any big investment, we didn't know him nearly as well as we do now, or the Dodgers do now. But it's like, look, when you're at the getting into your 30s and you know, things are different, injuries or mileage sort of accumulate, like how much motivation do you have to still grind and be great? You know, because your career can kind of sort of dissipate as things get harder into your 30s. And we just felt like he was wired to always chase greatness and always expect the best from himself. And, you know, like Clayton Kershaw and others, I mean, there are examples of guys that, you know, as they get into their 30s, their sort of fire is burning as hot as ever.
Do you have any good Joe Kelly stories that you can say?
Yeah, I would want Joe to confirm this, but I'm about 95% sure it's true. So he had some injuries, lived, I think, still in Riverside. So, like, it seemed like every year he pitched for some stretch for Rancho Cucamonga, our low A team, and, you know, which was a commute for him. And, you know, so Joe, very generous with the young teammates, like portable speaker, meals, all that kind of stuff. Joe, I think, is fluent in Spanish. So he didn't let the players know that. And I think, you know, the composition of that roster is probably 50% Spanish as a first language. So, like, you know, as he play catch and they're watching a big leaguer throw a bullpen or in game in the dugout, like, he'd kind of like hear like the commentary they'd be making about him. And he let it go for a few days. And then he started speaking in Spanish and they're just like, wait a minute, you've understood everything we've said about you over the last couple of days? Yeah. So anyway, it was a good late reveal by him.
Well, that's for the sequel. It's for the sequel. Damn near perfect game. I appreciate you, you signing Joe, trading for Joe. Because again, I don't know if baseball isn't boring is born if it's not for you guys. So helping put Joe in the right places. So thank you for that. And also putting his mural up on the wall, which I say this, Josh, about that mural, Dodger Stadium, and Joe's like, they're going to paint it over. I'm like, you should keep it because you know all the iconic players. You want the when little whoever Dodger fan walks by 20 years from now, like, tell me the story of that guy. I'm like, okay, right? It's Mariachi Joe. So, yeah.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's, you know, look, this is the entertainment business. It should be fun. And I mean, Kike Hernandez, who's played for both the Red Sox and the Dodgers, I mean, his October performance over the years in both places is sort of legendary. But, like, you know, the fans love him, as they should, because, like, he's like a born entertainer. He clearly has fun and brings some joy to the job. And, you know, I mean, he's done a lot, but I think, like, his popularity with the fans, the Dodgers fans, is incredibly high, as it should be, because he's just like, this is the kind of guy you want to root for.
It's good. And you guys have some guys coming up. Charlie Condon, we're a big fan of. I just want to get that out there. So
good.
He's been a baseball's and boring alum. the very last thing, we've been doing this campaign. So the Cora and I have this back and forth about for the last few years about best shape of your life, right? Guys come to spring training, they're in the best shape of their life. Everyone's in the best shape of their life. So I wanted to use that term and help everybody, help the world. So what we've started is a best shape of my life club. And I've had people sign up. And I said, just pick one thing, just one thing by opening day that you want to get better at. I'll give you some examples. Joe wants to bench 225 once. Amir Garrett was on the other day. He said he wants to windmill dunk. I'm going to show an app. We have a ton of people who have signed up, just, you know, wanted to lose whatever, 10 pounds and run whatever. So I want to give you the opportunity to pick one thing that by opening day that you want to be in the best shape of your life, to join the best shape of our life club, because we're here to use this weird baseball term to help people.
Sadly, that's kind of easy, especially at my age and what I do to keep busy. So I guess my goal would be to play like 3 hours of pickleball, which I often do, pretty intense. And actually be able to put on my socks the next day. So be able to do both. that would be my goal.
All right, love you. All right, it's written down. Welcome to the club. And by the way, if you accomplish it, you get a best shape of my life t-shirt too. So
Don't think I can do it today, but yeah. that's a goal.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, man. Really, always good talking with you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.